Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you on this happy Friday, and I hope that you are preparing for the rest of the Lord, that would be at sundown, celebrating the Sabbath of the Lord, and I am excited, as always, honored, and elated to be here with you here on the Stars of Heaven Network, and I am here on this beautiful Friday summer afternoon to release the BOC, Women's Ministries Agricultural Calendar Alignment for the summer equinox. And I'm really excited about this new solar that we have entered into. I'm excited to declare it on triumph entries and glorious exits here on the Stars of Heaven Networks 22, and I'm honored that you have joined me, your hostess, for this release. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it is just a confirmation of everything that I have been ministering on in celebration of June's offering, celebrating Abba, our Father, and in celebration of fathers. And this is so divine. This is so divine because this is right in line and aligned with what I've already been saying. So I just really wanted to come by and share from what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in this prophetic calendar alignment, which was given to the children of Israel for the times and seasons, for their times and seasons of their harvest, or what God has prepared for them in each season. And I love triumph entrance and glorious exits because every triumph entrance brings in something new. It births in something new. And every glorious exit, every season that we exit, every day that we exit, every hour that we exit, should be glorious and triumphant and in fulfillment of what the Lord has said and what he's done for us and I'm definitely meeting our expectations. So I'm really excited to minister this equinox and this divine prophetic world calendar alignment based on what God has already spoken. And that's what I love about the word prophetic. Prophetic means what God has already spoken, what he's already said, what he's saying, according to his essence, his personality. And it never changes. It never changes. The word of God changes not. God said, I change not. The seasons may change. Things in your life may change, but his word never changes. In fact, he said, I watch over to perform it. So I'm excited to minister this equinox in the constellation or in the equinox of Av, which means father. And its origin is from the root word, which means to will or to desire. To will or to desire. And I love that because one of the things God was proclaiming to me last night when I was before him, he said, I will not rest. I will not rest till you're blessed. I will not be seated until you're blessed. I will not rest until you're blessed. And I thank God for that because it is his will to work in us in his will and to do his good desire. And when you're submitted to the Lord, you surrender to the Lord, that's all you really want to do is his will and to please him. Hallelujah. So, Father God, whom we have adoption and reconciliation, which is, again, the prophetic declaration over this month in June's offering, Abba Father, because we have adoption, we have reconciliation by redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this adoption, reconciliation brings peace. And peace knows how to work in us his will and his good pleasure. And everything God does, he does in peace. It's no more war. It's now peace because God is reconciled us by way of the peace of Christ. Now, I have one of the scriptures for, one of many scriptures for this alignment. And the first one that I'm going to declare and minister is Philippians, the second chapter, the first to the 17th verse. And this is where the Apostle Paul is ministering to the Philippians and declaring to them that if there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, he says, there be any comfort, any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. So he said, if there's anything that you do among yourselves in fellowship, he said, let it be that it's like-minded, means having the mind of Christ, having the same love, being on one accord of one mind. So that speaks of oneness. Hallelujah, that speaks of oneness. He goes on to say, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. He says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 6, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that is the victory. That is the blessing, having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ, and not just the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. Now he goes on to say, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to equal himself with God, but to make himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. And again, that's glorifying the sons of God, whom Jesus fashioned himself after, coming down in the flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh, made himself a son, walked among us, and dined with us and supped with us. Now he goes on to say in verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So our confession of God, of Jesus Christ, is for the glory of God to the Father, because that's whom Jesus came from, the Father. He goes on to say in verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have already always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. And I love that, because when you love the Lord, you serve and worship him when you don't have an audience. My obedience, my service, my life is unto the Lord, to the Lord and him alone. And that's what Apostle Paul was commending them for. They obey God not only in his presence, but even in his absence. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which work in you to will and to do his good pleasure. And I love that scripture. This is always quoting that. He will work in me his will and his good pleasure. And there it is again. So I love that. Now, verse 14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputations, that you may be blameless and harmless sons of God. Hallelujah. And I love this, because that's one of the things that he was reminding me of today in my prayers and wanting his beloved church is to be in harmony, to be in peace, and that whatever we do without murmuring and complaining, without strife and contention, that we may be blameless and harmless as sons and daughters of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights of the world. And that's the whole thing that God is saying, that we are, as the church, as his ambassadors, as a city set on a hill, as his chosen ones, his crown jewels, we're to be a light among those who are without in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom we shine as light in the world, because we are the light of the world. And so we must remember what it is that God has given us, and whose we are, and to make sure that our candle goeth out not by night, and that we do nothing to bring reproach unto the Lord or shame unto the Lord, because we are the light of the world. And he's called to let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify the Father that's in heaven. Now, the second scripture I have is Hebrews 13, chapter 18 through the 21st verse. And this is Paul again, Apostle Paul, John, Apostle Paul, we'll get this, Apostle Paul, acknowledging them to pray. He says, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willingly to live honestly. And that is one of the things that the Lord has always given me, is to commend every man to his own conscience. I'm not called, and as believers, we're not called to condemn and judge anyone. We're to live by faith and with a good conscience, and Holy Spirit will be the one who pricks the heart. Holy Spirit is the one that brings conviction. And so all we need to do and supposed to do is to live with a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But, he says, I beseech you rather to do this that I may be restored to you sooner. So in him writing to the Hebrews, writing to this epistle, he was saying their diligence, their obedience would restore him. He will be restored sooner. Because a lot of times when leaders are ministering and they have the responsibility of encouraging the flock, the sheep and the fruit they bear is it can restore them. Anything they go through can restore them. And that's why he said, pray for us, because our prayers, your prayers for those who God has called, those who God has elected as ministers and preaching the gospel can restore them. So that's important for you to know, that your prayers will be a blessing to those who are serving you, who are feeding you, leading you, guiding you. Now he goes on to say in verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. So again, everything God does, he's working through you, in you, so he can be well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, another scripture I gave you was Ephesians 1st through the 10th verse, and I'm going to let you read that on your own time for the sake of time. This was, again, Paul writing to the Ephesians, admonishing them to remember that they were predestined. They were predestined, and again, speaking about the blessings of redemption and being a chosen nation, chosen priesthood, and how God had lavished wisdom and understanding upon them with practical insight. The thing that we can always have access to, as I was sharing with you in the last message, is God's wisdom, God's counsel, and knowing what the mysteries of the kingdom of God are, which he will reveal to us as we seek him, as he reveals himself to us, because that's how the mysteries are revealed in Jesus Christ. Now, the letter governing this month is the letter Tet, meaning quicksand. Christ, who is our solid foundation, upholds us by his power. And again, Hebrews 11, chapter the first to the fourth verse, we see Paul saying and declaring that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by prophets, had in these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, being made such better than angels, as he had by inheritance attained a more excellent name than they. Hallelujah. And I really want to read that, because Hebrews proclaims his priesthood, and we are now joint heirs with him. And so this month is a month of remembering his power, and remembering who we are in him, and remembering that it is Christ and Christ alone whom we have obtained
a more excellent name, a better covenant, hallelujah, by way of his majesty now set on high at the right hand of the Father. Now, I also gave you Psalms 41, the 11th through 13th verse. And again, this is David declaring his triumph. He says, "By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemies do not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the name, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting." And he says it again, amen and amen. And that's the thing that I was sharing with you in a post that I put on a couple of days ago about God's favor. God's favor is the one that gives us triumph. And he said, "Blessed is the man who the Lord causes to approach unto him. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute iniquity." So I love this, because in this new equinox and this new solar, this new calendar, we can expect to see a greater manifestation of his power, a greater manifestation of his presence and his glory in our lives. Hallelujah. As we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Now, I also gave you Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, first through the very first. You can read that in your own timing. I'm going to go down to what the first letter also of this month means. And the first letter of the word good means tov. And we can reach the highest levels of God's glory. We can ascend, transcend, shift, turn, cast down those things that are operating from the lowest levels, from demonic forces and places into good, by not being overtaken by evil, but overtaking evil with good. And that's so important to know, because Jesus said, Satan cannot cast out Satan. You only can defeat evil with good. That's why Jesus did not fight against those who wronged him and persecuted him, because first and foremost, he knew that he was meant to give his life. That's first and foremost. And his whole dying on the cross of Calvary was to show us that good can prevail over evil, but you cannot have evil residing in your members and your heart in order to overcome it. So that's another thing to remember. As the days get darker in the world, and as evil prevails, continues to prevail in the world by the God of this world, he said, don't be overtaken by evil, but overtake good with evil. Now, I'm excited to declare the tribe for this month, which is the tribe of Simon. And this month, we focus on and we want to cultivate correct hearing. And again, that's something I just ministered in the last broadcast about having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And again, that developing correct hearing comes by hearing truth. You cannot develop mature hearing lies, falsehood. It just doesn't work that way. Allowing yourself to hear evil and speak evil, you can't cultivate correct hearing that way. Correct hearing can only come from hearing good, meditating upon good. And again, that starts from the heart, because we hear through our heart to our ears. And Simon, the name Simon, comes from the Hebrew word to hear, which means shema. This is manifested by maturity, by having our senses exercised to discern the difference between good and evil. You must know how to discern how to hear. Because the devil comes, and the angel of light, father of lies, people who live the truth of disobedience come to deceive, come to spread lies and plant seeds of discord. So you won't hear the truth. And that's why it's important to hear the gospel, receive the gospel, receive the word of truth, so that you can manifest truth in your life and you can manifest the blessings in your life. Hallelujah. Now, this is what the scripture says, that we are to receive the word of truth, that it might be what? That it might what? Save our souls. And the word of God says, some receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And another reason why we want to make sure we hear the truth is so we can receive the promises of God. The promise of God comes by the truth of God's word. And that's not dependent upon your circumstances and what you see in the natural. Because if there's a promise that's left to us, we have to be careful that it doesn't fall away because we're not standing in faith, believing God. And you can't do that in your feelings and emotions. You have to believe God's word and declare God's word every day over your life, speak it over your life, the promise of God in every area of your life, and not get into doubt and unbelief. Not saying that we don't, but you don't stay in that place. Hallelujah. And that's why it's important to believe with pure intentions and a good heart and make sure your motives are pure and right in believing God. Now, maturity comes in your times and seasons, in the aftermath, oftentimes, of what you've been through or what you're going through, of your trials. And oftentimes, is in the trying of your faith, that builds patience. Because the trying of your faith works patience so that we can understand the will of the Lord. We can understand why God wants us to have a thing and why God wants to fulfill a certain thing in our life. And that's the difference between asking in faith or asking according to the flesh. Because a lot of times, you know, when we ask for things and believe God for things, if it's not according to his will, it can consume us. It is the complete opposite of what we wanted to do or what God intended to do, which is to be a blessing. And the word of God says, the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. And this summer equinox, and I really want you to receive your summer harvest. And that's going to be manifested every single day by what you speak and by what you do. Now, Mark, the 4th chapter, 11 to the 29th verse, I included this scripture because in us, having an ear to hear, which comes by development, practice, having a good heart, a good ground of our heart, so the word of God can be sown in good ground and come up. He says, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without are things done in parables. So the Lord wants us to know what the will of the Lord is. He wants us to know his ways. And so sometimes he has to speak in parables to give us to understand. Again, he starts off by saying, Mark starts off by saying, Jesus starts off by saying in his gospel, to you it is given to know the mysteries, given you to know the mysteries. He said that seeing, you may see and perceive, and hearing that you may hear and understand. At least at any time, they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye this parable, and how, and then will you know all parables. And he goes on to talk about the sower, who sowed the word, talks about the good ground, And when you receive the word, make sure that it's not choked up out of you because of the deceitfulness and the riches of the world, which will now make you become unfruitful. And he also says, we have to be careful not to be offended by his words. And so many would not follow Jesus, could not follow him because they was offended by what he was saying because they were in their flesh. They was in their emotions. They wanted what they wanted. So in your own time, you can read that and get a full understanding of what Mark was saying in that parable. Now, another thing about this alignment for this season is, again, hearing. And St. John said it well in the 10th chapter where he says, all my sheep hear my voice and a stranger, they will not follow. That's what Jesus declared in John's gospel. Knowing the voice of God, knowing your shepherd, the true shepherd. And not only knowing the shepherd, but also understanding what he's proclaiming by way of his word. Now, I'm going to go down quickly to the consolation, because the consolation that I'm really excited about speaks of the right foot of God and destroying the intimacy, the division that the enemy has put between us, and that is given to us by Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse, representing the serpent, the old serpent, being pushed down and destroyed by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And the tribe celebrated this month in this constellation is the tribe of Judah. And I love that because the tribe of Judah not only brought forth the praises of God, but also they proclaimed the glory of God. And what we want in manifestation of this new alignment as we go right into the heart of summer is to make sure that we are rooted and grounded. And knowing that the right foot of Christ has destroyed that division, that division and that separation that was put there by the serpent and by Eve and Adam's disobedience. And now we are reconciled to him by way of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And now he's what? Under our feet. Under our feet. Amen. We now have victory by the way of the bride of Christ, by the church who now worships him in spirit and truth, by the voice of the bridegroom who adorns his bride and showers his bride with so much love and admiration and adorns her by equipping by the word of God. So I'm really excited about this alignment, and I pray that you will take time to pray and seek what the Lord is saying to you in this season and get aligned. Get aligned for your times and your seasons, and you can do that right now. And that's why I come every month and do these alignments to let you know what God is saying prophetically, what he has said and what he's saying and how you can use the word of God and to get aligned and stay aligned. And that's also by your prayers, your praise, and your worship. So with that, I bid you peace, blessing, and much love. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie. I will be back this weekend with more of Abba Father and Celebration of Fathers. And thank you so much for joining me here on Stars of Heaven Network 22. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, and I will speak with you soon. Take care. Love you. And love always.